Also, the problem is the panel, the printer's not working, so we're on the Macaris, so I'll have to take my word for it, I'll try and read things inside when we can. Sin Peches is entitled, "Shalolahalos Basar Shulchan Shochan Gvina." Now that I have meat on the table on which you're eating cheese. So we discussed, of course, that in Midaraisa, the Isser Basar B'chalos, is an Isser Derech Bishul, when the flesh and the milk are cooked together, the Basar B'chalos is cooked together, but we also know, in the terminology of Rav Soloveitchik and others, that there's also a din called Basar V'chalos. Right, with a vote. Not bosa bichal, it wasn't cooked together, but even if it wasn't cooked together, so we're not supposed to eat the even the meat and the dairy that wasn't cooked together. It's not the official asator, it's not asukaraisa, but we also have a principle not allowed to eat bosa bichal together. And this sinan tells us that it's proper not to even have them on the same table. The point of departure for the sugya is the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel Mebeis, right at the beginning of the parak, kalabosa. It's a Mishnah from which the Tarek gets its nickname, Kalabasar. It says, Kalabasar also Lulashal B'chalav. We've seen this before. It's Chutz M'Psar Dong V'chagav. Okay, we discussed that earlier. But Kalabasar also Lulashal B'chalav. Now let it cook, meat with milk. Then it says, here's for us, V'osar Lahalo Simagvina Al Shulchan. Same noun, Kalabasar, same subject. Kalabasar is also Osar Lahalo Simagvina Al Shulchan. Now I'm allowed to put it on the same table together the cheese. Again, Chutz M'Psar Dong V'chagav. What's the problem with having it at the same table? So Rashi comments, the osir lahalos, dilma osir mechlinu, because you end up eating it kihadadi together. Why? The konagi ubale mehadadi. What will end up happening is if you have cheese on the same table as you have meats, you know, cheese sometimes crumbles, there are little particles that fall off, and somehow, you know, if you have the meat and the cheese right next to each other, so it's very likely, or certainly a reasonable possibility, that the little piece of the cheese, a little crumbs of the cheese may fall into the meat, you won't notice, and you'll end up eating it. Right? That's how Rashi says. Even though it's mutter meat after cheese, we'll get to that later this week. You're allowed to eat meat after cheese, but you can't eat them together. That's what Rashi says. The Ran, and some people make a point of this, a diyuk about this, the Ran, in commenting on the Rif on Daf Lamed Vov, on the base, the bottom of the base, in the pages of the Rif, commenting on the same issue. Dilma also machlinu b'hada hadadi, because end up eating them together. Okay, end up eating them together. He does not. Someone to make a diuk, a little bit different, slight difference. You know, Rashi says what the Ran says. Rashi says that when they're on the table together, so what will happen? They'll get mixed up on the table. A few crumbs of cheese will crumble into the meat sauce that you have there, and you'll end up eating without realizing it. That's the concern the way Rashi presents it. Whereas the Ran is saying, no, the Ran will say, you'll forget. You'll, not that it'll get mixed up on the table, then you'll eat it without realizing. You'll eat, take a bite of meat, and since there's something milky right there, you'll take that with it. So it's a slight difference in terms of presentation. So the Badei HaShulchan, the Bible Kohen, here in the Biurim section, he has, looked on the Badei HaShulchan sometimes, he sort of sets it up. Her father comes a contemporary Talmud Chacham from Chaim Berlin. So he sets up like the Mishnah Berurah style. He has the top of the page, he has the Shulchan Aruch, and then he has what he calls the Badei Shulchan, so like the Mishnah Berurah, the Halacha, and then the side he has Biurim, like the Biur Halacha, and the bottom he has Tziyunim, like the Shara Tziyun. Anyway, so he discusses here in this same sentence, Siman Peches, in the Biurim section, Bidur HaMaskel Ala Shulchan. He says that, you know, maybe there's a practical nafkamina, so to speak, here between this Rashi and the Ran, assuming this diuk is correct, because what if you have milk on the table or something, but it's in a container? There's no concern it's going to spill. It's not loose. It's in a cup. It's in a pitcher. Okay? Would that be a problem? I mean, the diuk, but according to Rashi, that's not a problem, because Rashi's concern is that somehow on the table, some crumbs or some stuff from the milk will get mixed up with the flesh, then you eat it. The concern is not, at least according to this deal, the Rashi is you're going to have you're eating a chocolate liver, a meat sandwich, something like that, and you see a bottle of milk, and importantly, you drink it by mistake. You have to be drinking the milk at the same time you're eating the chocolate liver. That's the way the Rashi presents it. But according to the way Rashi presents it, perhaps that, you know, that concern would not be there. So this is what the Badei HaShulchan has a chumrah. He says, "V'nira sheyesh lesor gam ken kesheshosa cholav al shulchan." Even if there's no cheese, there's no particles, there's just a pitcher of milk, right? But he says it should be aser the same way, or the reverse. If you have a, you know, something else, he says, you know, meat in a container. He says, so therefore, yesh lesor lahas al shulchan kol shol cholav afilo bakbuk shol cholav v'hu sagur. The avshel tana shorashi shirvenu and so on. The israel halom mishum b'chashin sheyegu yigu b'hadon. They'll touch each other. Okay, and we're not worried about that with a closed bottle, like a pitcher of milk. However, and that's how the Mechaber seems to say. In our Siman, the Ran doesn't make any, the Mechaber doesn't make any distinction. He just says, afilu bosa chai va'of, and so on. We'll get back to that issue later. But also, it doesn't say only dafke if it's in, not a container if it's, it just says it all the way. So, therefore, the Bada Shulchan, who tends to lean towards the Chumra side of things, the general rule, and certainly Boss Bukhala, but anyway, he's Machron is concerned. But it's interesting because he makes reference to a Rashash, and the Chidusha Rashash, printed back here in the Gemara, here in Chulin, and I found also the Aruch HaShulchan, said, do you have an Aruch HaShulchan? Yeah, I think I'm not sure. I'm going to get the shelf. Well, the Shulchan Aruch, sorry, right behind you. Yeah, right there. Aruch HaShulchan? Your day of your day. So the Rashash wants to make an interesting diuk from the language of the Mishnah. Thank you so much. To take a look back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, notice the distinction. Kol habasar asur levashel b'cholav. The Mishnah starts talking about cooking meat with milk. And then when it talks about putting it at the same table, asur lahalos im hagvina al hashulchan. Suddenly we're talking about cheese. The Mishnah begins talking about milk. Pasar b'cholav is im hagvina. Why does the Mishnah change gears? And why don't you say, asur lahalos im hacholav al hashulchan? Why does it start talking about cholav, then it suddenly talks about gvina? Okay, so Pasha doesn't make a big difference. It's the same thing, but that's what the Rashash wants to be in a dayek, and this would be against that chumra, so to speak, from the Bada Shulchan. The Rashash says here in these editions they printed on Gos and Chidushin, so it's Kuf Gimel and Beis, and Rashash says Harei quotes that Ran, and he says Liyeh Shlomer the Lahachi Tanach Chutz. No, one second. Rashash by himself. I'll see it right now. But anyway, the Rashash has this diuk. Oh, this is on Rashi. I'm sorry. Yeah, here it is. Okay. It's on the Gemara. So he says, V'nakir hacha kvina, why? In other words, l'chora yipalei, it's astonishing. Madua shavik lishin d'cholav, the pasuk, but who gamkin lishin d'krov? After the pasuk says, v'osvashul b'chalei v'mo. V'nakir hacha kvina, suddenly change the gvina. V'lulu d'mister pina, ha'yisomu d'bidavka nakir kvina. The ilochola shu knows leave ain mano so elabakli milk is liquid, so it only appears in a cup, okay, you know, or in a pitcher or some a container of some sort. It's not loose, so we're not concerned that it's going to spill without you noticing. Well, it's good, you're not going to notice it, okay. Therefore, ain mano elabakli so habakain tvisav. It's like we'll see the terminology later. It's like a separate container, so to speak, okay. However, gvina, okay, gvina is different. He says gvina. You can have, like I said, a piece of cheese. When you cut cheese sometimes, especially certain types of cheese, you cut the cheese, crumbs, you know, kind of topple off from a piece of cheese. So therefore, we're concerned dafk about Venus. Again, this is against the Chumra of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's more like, again, assuming this Diyuk is correct, it's more like Rashi is saying, okay, that we're not concerned, you know, we're concerned that stuff will get mixed together. You're not concerned about that with Cholav. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes also in the same Siman, of course, in Siman Peches, in the Sivog. Oh, nearly Nias Daitel a Daktek Miloshna Mishnah, the Maresha Amakalabos also wash Bukalah Hakam Grina, the Lama Shina Hatan Khalogrina, but the Khenya royally, the Rashi's Altikens, the Lushana Hator, Rashi was sensitive to it. And therefore he says, also Lahalos Dilma Osmachinu ki hadadi the Kanage, it'll touch it, and then you'll swallow it together. Kavanoso, the Kavan, the Gvina, who dover Yovich, who Munachal Shuk below carrot, just flat on the table. The wrapper, or whatever. The chena bosom unachal shulchan malo karet. The robach also may sotzliyish. That's what they ended right off the fire and so on. So therefore, if they're touching each other, so things will get mixed up together. But cholav she mashke, and when it comes in a kli, so yeah, then we don't have the same kashah. So it's interesting. Again, the Bada Shulchan says one of machmer, but that's the that's just it's not an interesting view. Okay, so we look now in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Again, He just said you all shouldn't come to eat them together. More like the rabbi would say. That's only talking about the table. You know, you're eating at the table, but if you're preparing, you can, you know, the table where the stuff is being prepared. So that's okay. You can have them next to each other. The shach, as a cotton aleph, writes, ruah dinibcha. I mean, it's the same thing. Gvina, same thing. Obviously, he says ruah dinibcha. Gvina also shulchan shochel abasar. I'm sorry, behem b'chayav ol. It doesn't matter which way it is. What you're eating, what's on the table, you can't mix them together either way. Pasha, that he says is obvious. Okay. Now, the Taz points out an interesting thing. And maybe I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We're starting to cut. I want to get more brachas, and also Shabbos. I guess with those. Going to have the parish on mission about them and the stomach ones, right? Just a stam an interesting question that the Taz raises. The Taz says, one second. It's a quite very important. Afabli the she'ochem yachad nami leka isid de oraisa she'ein iser eladavka darach mishal. Says, thank you. Says the Taz, one second. This whole thing to begin with is what. It's only, like you said, at the beginning it's Basar V'chalav, it's Nisar, the Rabbanon, it's not Derech Bishol. Okay, the whole thing is only Asar, the Rabbanon to start with, and now we're making on top of that exactly, we shouldn't even put them on the table. Isn't that what? The Gemara and the this is not, you know, this is not exactly gzera. It's all part of the same gzera. Kula chad gzera. I just want to point out on the issue of gzera. So there's an interesting tosus that should be aware because there are different definitions of how we, you know, determine what's gzera. And again, you know, it's not our sugya per se, but there is a tosus in brachos nun gimel and aleph. Okay, diramasa gzera. All right, again, the topic is not important to us at the moment, but what Tosis says is Chad Gzeira, the Chachamim, basically, it's a time factor, what Tosis says. Okay, the Chachamim were Gozer all at the same time. It's not called Gzeira Gzeira. So it's not called Gzeira Gzeira. They're all at the same time. It's all part of the same, you know, the same continuum. Same Gzeira lumped a lot of things. That's not called Gzeira Gzeira. That's what Tosis says in Brachos Nun Gimel. Okay, talking about the using of, you know, a bishul regarding whatever. So he says chad gzeru the gozer come kol eish nachu should be out of nachu the low how come on nachu should be solved he's on the nachu baruch okay by what he called not by cooking but by you know by fire if I don't know, whatever so the Tosis has that yisod the gzera is not applicable when it's all sort of instituted or formulated at the same time. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah, in Masechta Shabbos, Parag Dalet Mishnah Beis, if you can have it in here. What we do. Yeah, I'm sorry, no sheets. Parish of Mishnah in Shabbos, Parag Dalet Mishnah Beis. Okay. Talking about Mona. We have a rule. Ikar etzleinu she'ain goes with zero and zero. Okay. Behu sheyigzu bezin davar. Behu sheyigzu bezin davar b'shaw min hashaws. V'achar kach yashem yigzu zero l'osik zero. Zeh davar einam osik. Avush take zeros b'shaw achas harishus biyadam. He says what the Rambam says is. A gzera l'gzera is that one gzera existed, and now you kind of made another gzera to, it's a little different nuance, and made another gzera to kind of protect that gzera at a later time. It's similar, but not exactly the same. In other words, what's a gzera l'gzera? A gzera l'gzera is when you, in fact, one gzera sort of protects another gzera. Okay, it's interesting, you have time to look up and see the difference between Tosis and the Rambam. Okay? I wonder whether according to Tosis, it's when it's on a different, I didn't phrase it right, according to Tosis, it's not just a time factor, that's really more the Rambam, but the Tosis is a time factor, plus it's not, the according to Tosa, a gzera is okay when it's all one encompassing gzera. It's one, you know, they made all the things that do with this is osir. Even though the origin is don't do this because it'll lead to a deraisa, but if it's going to lead to a deraisa, they encompass, included other things in it, that's not called a gzera. It's all one activity. And the Rambam stresses more the time. That's because he emphasized that it took place at a later time. Anyway, that could be what's going on over here too, that the Taz says it's not a problem based on the Gemara. Okay, enough about that. Now, an interesting question is raised by the really of Rishonim. Ran raises this here in Kulam Lamed Beis and Aleph on the page of the Rif. You know, we have this Kumra not to have Bos and Chol on the same table, etc. Okay, good. So what about other Isurim? What about if there's Trefus, Nevelis, and so on and so forth? Do we have such a similar example? It appears not. Okay, so the Ran is bothered by this Lamed Beis and Beis on the page of the Rif. And why should there be this distinction? Okay, because we only have this Mishnah here. So the Ran says, the Ran is Dibra Masil Behar. Really, one second. Yeah, it's in the previous paragraph. The Ran is Dibra Masil Behar. Starts on the Beis Manal, but the part that we are is on the Beis Manal. It's sort of Be'od She'efsha She'chumrahu She'chmir Be'Basu B'Chol. This is a special din, says the Ran, by Basu B'Chol. Okay, special din by Basu B'Chol. Why? Why should I have a special chumrah? He says, because Yosef Misharisun, to Mishum Delo Bedili in Sheminei. Because Bas Bechol, let's remember, we said it so many times, each thing is individually acceptable. So it's not suddenly a person sees something, you're used to eating this. You don't eat them together, but you're used to eating both these foods. So you don't take, like precaution the same way. Right? Shechumrahu, Shechumrahu, Shechmir Bas Bechol, Yosef Misharisun. Okay, so he says, so the Ran says there again, it's in the previous paragraph, you know, I'm not sure, but it's Lamed Beis and Beis in the page of the Rif in the middle of that long Dibur. So the Ran says we don't have such a concern by other Isurim because a person sees ham. You're never eating ham, so we don't have to worry. Suddenly you're going to sit at the table, you're eating your sandwich, and someone else has a ham sandwich. You know, you're at work, you're in the dining area at work, or something like that, and there's other people around. We don't have to worry because, you always stay away from ham. That's what that's basically what the Ran says. It's interesting, though, it's possible that others disagree. I'm sorry, we're in the Dorim. Okay, I'm going to the sheet. There's a Mishnah Dorim, and of Mem Aleph Mabez. The Mishnah talks about someone who's Mudahana, two people, I'm angry at you, and so on. So thanks. I'm angry with you, so I say that there's no. So I say I'm not going to get any hanor from you, and so on. So let's say it ends up we're eating at the same table. We're not talking to each other, but we're working in the same place, or we live in the same area, so we're eating together. So the Mishnah Dorim says Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the first Mishnah on the page of two. It says about someone's Buddha hanor. It says V'ochel imo ala shulchan. V'ochel imo ala shulchan. Okay, you're allowed to eat. With this person at the same table. So as you know, in the Dharm we have on the side of the page the Ran. So the Ran says, "Ba'ochem ashulchan v'lo gazrinan dilma ochel b'manasa dechagre." We don't have a gzera that you may come to share food. Right? That's what we want. Maybe we should be afraid. Right? That's the happening. Maybe we should be afraid that since I'm mudahano from you, whatever, we shouldn't eat together because I may end up. I'll take a, you have some extra cake or fruit, whatever. So I like it, so I'll take a piece, and therefore I'm getting hano, so I'll violate my neder. So Ran says over there that we're not concerned, but that's what the Mishnah says. It's mutter. The Rosh, however, and again in the Dharm you have the parish of the Rosh on the page. He says v'ochel imo ashulchan v'lo chashin and shami ochel imo. Why? The Ran didn't give a reason. The Ran just said, okay, we don't, but we're not worried about it. Why not? So the Rosh gives a reason. He said the kevan shehidiru mistama soni says. Because Mistame, if I'm Buddha, no, we're angry at each other. So I'm not worried that suddenly I'm going to share food with you. I'm angry at you. So I'm so angry that I took a nether not to get any hanar from you, or you from me, or whatever the case is. So we don't have to start worrying, maybe now if they're sitting together, they're going to share food. What do you mean? These guys hate each other. Right? That's what the Rosh says. Mistame summons says that. Tvei, Mishnah Sonoim, Adal Shulchan Echad, which we'll see later. Because the Gemara will even allow, we'll see shortly, that you can have two people who don't really know each other. Sometimes it comes up, like I said, in the work, in the office, there's a cafeteria, something downstairs. So people go eat, and if people don't know each other in the same building, they stop, or in the olden days, they had an inn. So people would eat in the inn, you brought your food, he brought his food, everyone brown bags it, and you sit down together and you eat. So we're not worried because, well, if you're my best friend, we're good buddies, I'm afraid, you know, you have something good, you'll offer me a piece, I'll take it, it's okay, we're not mocked. But if you don't know each other, we're not worried about it. If you have two people, one can be the boss, one can be the chol, it doesn't matter, we don't know each other, so we're not worried, we're going to share food. So the Rosh says, well, that's certainly the case here. The Rosh said, the guy who the hano, we certainly don't have to worry, because why? Because obviously they don't like each other, so we don't have to worry. He said, now, the implication of this is, okay, the implication of the Rosh is, someone has to be machmer. The implication of the Rosh is 1 second. That would even be a problem by Shari Surah. If the only reason we're not worried about it in the Mudah Hanah case is because, you know, they don't get along with each other, the implication is the Rosh would say, but if they do get along, then there would be a concern. It's not limited to Basel Chol. So maybe, there's a bit of machlokas between the, we'll see sort of the shots. It's not so, but you could be Medayim, maybe machlokas, the Rosh and the Ran. Okay, the Ran we saw, not the Ran in the Dharm, but the Ran in by us in Chulin, along with Beis Beis, the Ran said there's a special chumar by Basel Chol, because, you know, Loba Dilimine, we're accustomed to eating both meat and milk, so we might make a mistake. But the Rosh seems to say it's only a technical reason by Mudah Hanah, okay, because they don't get along with each other, implying that they do get along, then we'd have a problem even by Shari Surah.
If you assume like Rashi, then it's obvious why there would be an Isra by Shari Surah. There's still
this don't get mixed up. Okay, good. So that's what someone will say. Just one other relevant discussion here, and then board with the other managers. The Chuvas HaRashba was asked the following question. Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin. Okay. Yeah. Shayla. Goy, ma'u sheyocha chemtza mevesu sheyso. It's Pesach. Okay, now I have a goyish worker coming to the house to do something, mutan chalamoy, whatever the details are. Okay, the housekeeper, the babysitter, whatever. So she brings her sandwich. It's Pesach. She'll bring her sandwich to my house. Now, rest assured that our wives and mothers would never, never allow it, as we understand. I'm talking about Al Pidin. Okay, strictly speaking, you know, she comes with her sandwich. So me, Charlie, Israel, in the Cholachnis Chometz, Shein Zek Kavod Azara, Shavah Losoli Sova Beisecha. It's not a Kavod Azara. It's Isser to bring Chometz into your house. Isser by your by Motzi is when it's your Chometz, right? Lo Yerel Achah Shal Chaya Taro, right? You have a Taro Shalach Shal 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 Machri, right? So there's no Isser by your Motzi. So that's what the Rashba was asked about this Shaila. So he says, Dover Bor who's there? Shall we come to Donus when they're going? There's no Achrayas here. There's no problem of Chometz on Pesach, you know, doesn't own it, okay. But he says, nevertheless, perhaps there's a little bit of room to be machmir. Fine, again, it's not by Rav Moshe, that's for sure, okay. Let's see. Just a moment. Yes, at the end he says, v'chein b'chometz zeh ein tzorech. He said, again, he quotes the might be someone to be machmer. At the end of it, v'chein b'chometz ze'ein tzorach v'asos v'chitah shal omer el mufkar etzol shem yishkach v'yochal kevet shemos v'yelav lo b'dilmine. Aval kan, b'alav nishar v'af yisor b'dolmen v'domo l'chometz shal hektish and so on. So basically at the end, he says that despite the fact that there's room a little bit to be machmer, not because of bayar bayar motzei, but he says, but in general, not to mix the food up. And he says, avavadai osu l'alosim al shulchan. The car of Hadavar loves the Pshia. Kevin Shemakir says that. The Kamosha Ainu saw Makar al Goy, Shalach Mashal, Gana Goy, Lakhbu love. This is a guy who's a friend of yours in the house, and so on. So he says, with regards to Chometz on Pesach. So that would seem to indicate that, not like the round that we started with, that does go further, does impact Shar Isurim as well. On the other hand, one of the other Rishonim, not as well known as the Rashba, but the Orchos Chaim. Orchos Chaim is. Yorchus Chaim is of Aaron HaKoin Miluniel. Okay, and I got the wrong volume, so just a minute. Yeah. Okay, anyway, he writes in Hilchus Chometz Umatzah, host Mem Hey, he is, his makel, if there's some sort of a hefsik in between them. Okay, so the Rashba, you know, yeah.
Could we say that the
Chuvah
Rashba does go like the Ram?
Why? Because,
This is something that the rest of you can do.
Exactly. So that's what you could say. Again, a phenomenon. But then this finishes, we'll come back to that point in a second. But that's what the Chuvas Rashba says, you know, there's no Ba'al Yirah, but he says it's usur because, you know, stuff can get mixed up. And therefore he says, put some kind of a mechitza, put something in between. So the Orchus Chaim is also in Mako if there's some sort of a mechitza in between. Okay? The Shach here in Sukkotan Bay discusses, you know, all these issues we just mentioned. So let's see it inside quickly. The Shach in Sukkotan Bay is an hour in Arsene and then Pei Kaisen. He writes, also the nearer dafka basa also shulchan ba shochal chala bo ipa mishum de lo bedili in shemine mipnei shakolach had to be finatzma. That's the Rambam, right? Aber muta was basa nevela shulchan shochal basa ksheira v'chem v'du v'rav. Again, that's the Rambam we mentioned. He says, "Quote, it's fine." Meo, he says, "Mashakosav harush, that rush, but perusha l'darim itself daf memalef." I mentioned before. According to that rush, it would seem that the rush is only makel because. In that case, because they're like enemies, they don't get along with each other, implying mashma dafil b'shari sur namadina hapi. So he says no, because again, b'yishalma the darim kevin sheino also mitzad nidro chashul kibasu chol. There's nothing wrong with the food. It could be that the Rosh doesn't disagree with the Ran at all. The Rosh would agree. He says in that particular case, okay, he would taki agree that what's the whole iser with the neder case. The whole issue is nothing else. The food itself. The food itself is good. Okay, it's perfectly kosher food. You're a frum guy. I'm a frum guy. Don't get along. Okay, so I'm used to eating that kind of food. So therefore, in such a case, the Rosh says the concern is we're makel because we don't get along with each other. So I won't take it. But that doesn't mean the Rosh would hold that Bishari Surin extended. No, yeah, not necessarily. That's what Shach says. Yeah.
It's maybe a big jump, but based on how we understood the roundabout. Bali Rabbi wants us to see
Achilas
Chametz. So then, even if it's, it's only yours, it's only yours. Bali Rabbi wants it is going to be usher. If we're concerned that you're going to eat the same table as someone that you know that works in your house, so then it's siyad deraisa of eating. So maybe there should be an issue.
And according to the Rambam, says the whole dinner Bali Rabbi wants is he's going to come to eat it. That's an interesting thought. There's a little bit of a jump. But the Ran says the whole din of Bayoba, we had at the beginning of the end. Rabbi Svengel gave that as an example of his young derisis. The whole din of Bayoba, I might say his wife, is only because you may come to eat it. So at any type of day, you may come to eat it. Okay, I hear. Makes some sense. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so then the Shach goes on, he says that the Rosh could agree anyway with the Ran. And it's just a special case over there by Neder. And he also says, he quotes the Chuvas Rashba, I'm not going to read inside to save some time, but he quotes also the Chuvas Rashba, and he says that's also different because the Chumr Chametz, maybe that's like you're saying, he says the Chumr Chametz, Chametz also, Mashu and so on, that's why it may be different. Okay. There's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan who takes off on an interesting discussion in a subsequent Mishnah on Kuf Dalet on the days. The Mishnah on Kuf Dalet and Beis, okay, so far what it says in the Shulchan Aruch is Basar and Cholov Mamash. What about a Tavshil Shul Basar, Tavshil Shul Cholov? A milk, it's not a milk per se, but it's a milk dish, it's a fleshy food, it's not fleshy Mamash. So it's interesting, like the potatoes or whatever is cooked with the milk. So the Mishnah says on that Kuf Dalet and Beis, the Mishnah says like this, okay, well, the case is about chicken, which we'll get to. Chicken, you can put on the table with the cheese, according to, but you can't eat it, because that's what Beis Shammai says. You can't eat it with the cheese. Beis Shammai says it's mutar to have on the table. Well, can't eat it, and you can't put it on the table. Beis Shammai is machmir. And that's Amr Yossi, Zubi Kula Beis Shammai Chumar Beis Silla. This is one of the examples of the Kula Beis Shammai Chumar Beis Silla. Then it says, Be'ez HaShulchan, Amr B'Shulchan Sh'Ochel, Amr B'Shulchan Sh'Sudar, Allah is a Tavshul, no sin Zeb, it's like Zeb, and Erchosh, we saw on the Shulchan Aruch already. Okay? So on this Mishnah, Rashi explains, B'Shulchan Sh'Ochel, the Ayden, Misham Shibay, Yada Asi when eating on the table, so see, you're moving your hands, you put the two things together by mistake. Okay, fine. Tosus comments on this Mishnah. The Gemara asks right away, Rabbi Yossi Hanatana Kama. So Tosus says on that line, Rabbi Yossi Hanatana Kama, Abesilo Parach Hanatana Kama, the Hachi Komar, Dover Zemach Lokes, Beishamai, Beisilo. The ein zeh stoma b'chakach machlokes, the sham hokum is still ein a mishnah. Basically, what Tosus points out is really this mishnah we already had in the previous mishnah that we started with today. Kuf Gimel Beis talks about kol habosar, including b'sar of, because it only says chutz mi b'sar dog mechagov. So including b'sar of is also lahal osi v'gvina al shulchan. Okay, and here it turns out that it's the b'sham machlokes b'sham b'shil. Right? I mean, the first Mishnah simply says the general rule, kol ha-basar, okay, again, including b'sar of, chutz mi-basar dagim v'chagavim, also l'halosim v'bina l'shulchan. Okay, good. Okay, I'm sorry, also v'bina l'shulchan. I'm not allowed to cook, and also v'bina l'shulchan. But the Mishnah here says, well, it sounds like the machos b'sham b'sil, at least by oath, because you can't eat it together, but b'sham is allowed to put on the table, and b'sil says you're not allowed to. So, the Beis Shammai doesn't count, it's not called the Stam Acharkach Macholkes. That's what Tosus points out, which would seem to mean that that particular part, the point of the Mishnah, is not adding anything to us that we didn't already know. Okay, it's not really telling us anything new. The Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting deal, which I want to share with you here. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in the same sin, of course, Peches, in Siddalit, he's bothered by it, so what's the purpose of this other Mishnah? Well, what's being added? There's got to be something added by the Mishnah. So Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siddalit, Omnom lahanias daiti, dover gadol hishmiunu raboseinu bezer. Benafkumila dina kashiris barbisat lishmani. Dehine, b'mishnah vishona, b'chala basar, shanina d'chol min basar asu lahalo simagvina ala shulchan. Uvezer pilu gemar kamosh gesavn and so on. Okay, achar kaf, shanina mishnah cheres, ha'of ola ala gvina ala shulchan, ve'enu nechad v'vishamai, v'esil omlo ola necho, v'lo yadano, ez a chidish yish b'mishnah zeh. What the chidish here? The MS I was saying about that Tosus Kosu Shom, okay, like I just showed you, the Tosus said, the Zeo Kamo Shom, or Shadov is a Machok of Bisham Vesilo. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell us, really, it's a Machok of Bisham Vesilo, but it's not called the Stam Machakach Machok, it's because Bisham Vesilo ain't a Mishnah. The Lachem Lo Nech says that the Stam Machakach Machok, it ain't a Lachem Stam. Okay? But again, so what's the question is, so what's, it's got to be a Chiddush, he said, it's a little flimsy Chiddush. They're going to quote another Mishnah to let us know, by the way, it's a Machos B'Sham Yisrael, but don't worry, you know, we don't count B'Sham anyway. I mean, you know, what's going on? So he says, there's a Chiddush Acher, Sifhei. Behind you, the Mishnah Vishonah, Sheklola Kol Minei Basar V'Yachad, Shapir Pirish HaShas, the Gozu Shal Yavala, the Yisr D'Raisa, Uvelo Zeh, Lo Yo Gozu. Aba Mishnah Zubo, Beis Hillel, Lomar Degam Ba'ov Bilvad Pasu, Velomi Tam Sar Behema, Shiela Bilfas, El Shachachomim Hirchikuzem, Mipne Hergel Aveira, Afshu Isser Kalderabona. Listen to what he says. The first Mishnah says, Kalabasa, yes. It includes Bisar Oaf, but it doesn't single out Bisar Oaf. This is Kalabasa, Chutzmi, Bakhna Chagav. But the second Mishnah, Kuftazkuf Gimelabase, Kuftalabase, talks specifically about Oaf. Okay, specifically Oaf, which we know is only considered Basa and Darbana level. So Rosh Hashulchan says, that the Basil come to say the gamba of Bavarasu, the lomi tam Bsar Behema, shall not because it'll lead to Bsar Behema. El Shachachom here chikuzeh, mipne hergel avera, which is the Lashon Rambam. The Chachom made a special din to keep you away from avera that we count chicken like meat. Which we say the Bsar Oaf equals Bsar Behema, not because you may come to eat Bsar Behema. Bsar Oaf is already labeled with Rabbanon as Bsar Behema, like Bsar Behema. Okay, because chicken meat is so common and so on and so forth, so they were afraid, so they made a special there. What if I have not actual meat and dairy? But I have a milchig dish, a fleshig dish. It was prepared milchig camel, fleshig camel, whatever. Okay, or it has meat, but you can't. You know, potatoes which are flavored, you know, gravy from meat, but it's not. There's no meat inside it now, right? Is that also included? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, yes. He says, the Mishnah Shon Lo Shamu Lo Shamanu Rak Basar Mamish Ugina Mamish. From the first Mishnah, we'd only say, you know what? The whole Harchoka, the whole Zera is only on Basar Mamish Ucholam Mamish. Okay, Avom came to be still Choshu Lebli Lestragel Avera Afilo Verkalach and calls Shame Basar the Shame Chol of Oser. That's the Chiddush of the second Mishnah. A very important point in the Aruch HaShulchan, which I'm surprised I didn't see other people talk about. He's saying this Mishnah, our din here, this Siman of the Shulchan Aruch, is not only Basar and Chalav, but even Tavshil Shabbos and Tavshil Shachalav, says the Aruch HaShulchan is also included in the Mishnah. We wouldn't have known that without the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah tells us this, if I bring up Oaf specifically, tells us that when there's a hergel, when there's a concern, anything which smacks of Basar, even on the Darabonim level, even a Tavshil, even it's not Mamish, not Ban Basar, Ban Chalav, nevertheless it's included. So that's the Chiddush that the Aruch HaShulchan has, an important Chiddush regarding Tavshil. Okay, yeah.
So it's only a problem of Tavshil Shabbosan and not Tavshil Shabbosan, right?
No, I don't think you make the chiluk.
No?
I don't think
so
you
make the chiluk. Why is the Mishnah
emphasizing Oaf? He says, again, this is the Aruch HaShulchan's Kiddush, but he says that it's emphasizing Oaf because Oaf is something which is only Aser al Tergel Aveir. I mean, it's a double Zera. No, I don't think so. Okay. Now, on this issue, there's a further question, since we're talking about Hergel Aveir, so let's segue into the next thing, which some of the Prima Gadol and others bring up. We've got them here in Mishpat Zelzelos and Cotton Bates. What if you don't have, the table only has milk and salt? Yeah.
This is not the classic Hergel Aveir, right? Classic Hergel Aveir is not like you're doing an Isser. Here it's only defined as an Isser because...
Yeah, Hachanam, it's true, but he's saying that's what Oaf is, to keep you away. It's interesting, we'll see shortly the Rambam's language. Okay, the Rambam, Bechlal, when you talk about Oaf, the Chumar of Oaf, we'll see in a second. Hold the thought. Let me just mention one other. You know what you said, so let's look in the head of the Rambam. Since you bring it up, the Rambam says like this in Parak Pes Halach Bechlal. I think I may have once pointed this out. Rambam writes, listen, Asur lahalos ha'of im agvin al shulchan shu'ochalav. Gzeira mishum hergel aver. It's Rambam's lashon. You hear that? Interesting. No, it doesn't say. He said Shema yochel zeim zeh. Alfal pin shaof becholav osim divrei sofim. He's sounds like he's jabbering. What's he? You know, what's the Rambam? Why don't we say off? The Chazal made gzeira off. The Shema you'll eat baser. That's not how he presents it. You follow him saying? I'll read again. Perktes al pechov. Osur lahalos ofim agvin al shulchan shu'ochalav. So I would say, period, yeah, because we know, we treat off like Moser, right? We know, there's already a Zerah there, Bono. Oh no, he doesn't say this, it says, Zerah Mishum Hergel Avera, Shema Yochel Zeim Zeh, Apo Bishop, the Cholabas of the Bishop. Even though it's only the Bono to begin with, we're still concerned about Hergel Avera. You know what I'm saying? You're right, it's not technically the same thing, but that's the Lashon of the Rambam. I think that's the Aruch HaShulchan is taking off on there. And again, therefore it applies also to Tavshil. It doesn't have to be Basar Mamish. Or Chalav Mamash. That's what he wants to say. But now there's an interesting question, and that is, what if it's not a matter of Basar B'Chalav? The table doesn't have, the table only has Chalav, but the person is Fleshig. Not because you have flesh, and spoke about that too. So I don't mean Sarada. I'm talking about your Fleshig because you had, half an hour ago, you had a salami sandwich. Okay, and now you come home. This is, by the way, very much no good, I think. I mean, a lot of times, no? You come home, and, you know, the wife or someone else, the family's eating milk, and you're fleshy because you stopped on the way home for a sandwich. Or you had a, you know, an hour and a half ago, you had. So can you sit down at the table? Right? There's no milk and fleshy at the table. There's only milk at the table. Yeah, but they're having a whole baked ziti, okay, pizza, whatever else. And you're fleshy. It happens to you all the time, I have to say. Okay, you know, I said, I'm inflation, a lot of the time. So I come out, other people eat milk. I go, oh, yeah, I had inflation lunch. You go to a birthday party, something like that, for your nephew, and they're having pizza. Okay, so can you sit down at the table? Or come sometime, I'll tell you else it comes up, not this time of year, but sometimes up Shal Shudas in the summertime. Right? Sometimes they serve a milk in Shal Shudas. So usually, okay, Shal Shudas, the week in the summertime at 7 o'clock, but maybe you had a bar mitzvah. So by the time you went there, the drush was over, they shoved the chomp late. So you're still, you didn't finish eating flesh till 3 o'clock. Can you sit down and shal shudas? Right, that's the question. Okay, so that's the Prima Gadol here, in the Mishpat Zavs and Cotton Bays. Again, it's not the exact parallel case as the Gemara, because the Gemara is talking in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you have both kinds of food items on the table. But here, it's a takeoff on the case in the sense that the food on the table is all of one min. You know, it's all milkings. Okay, but the question of your flesh, can you sit down at the table? So the Mishnah Zavs and Cotton Bays quotes from Chuvis Beis Yaakov. Kosov Mishal Chuvis Beis Yaakov Simon Beis, the Mir Sha'achal Boser, Shatarach Lishos Shei Shos, right? Someone ate flesh, so he's still in his 6 hour. Lo yeshev eitzel lishochel gvina. Don't sit down, taka, with somebody who's eating cheese. Okay, shema yoshev lo. And he brings a raya. Okay, he brings a raya. We're going to chul and davov, which I'll show you in a second. And but the prima gana writes lo ra'isin his heart is out. That's a big chum. That's a big chum. Okay, and then you can't sit down at the table. You'll play shit. Okay, but he says lo ra'isin his heart was there. And he thinks that it's the way he learns out the sugi in Chulin. He says he doesn't think it's a riot. The case in Chulin davov. That's why I'm not going to spend time. The case in just to see the exact words. Okay, he brings a riot from Chulin davov mebeis, talking about the women. The issue is not possible cholah, but rather preparing food. With a woman who's tamei and so on, so it says there was no tumas and it says dafom beis v'chuvel chashina v'tanya eishes chover tochenesim eishes amaretz bezman she tamei avolov bezman she tor. Okay, an eishes chover, a firm woman, is permitted to be tochenes, to grind grind the grain or whatever. Okay, as Rashi says, tochenes v'seis lahanigas reichaim because tochenes is a tvur shal amaretz, the grain of an amaretz. We're afraid they didn't take tumas and maisus. It's mutter bizman she shechover tmeya. Okay, because when she's tamei, so she'll know. She's not going to take it because it's dovah she'ena musa. It's going to make it tamei. She won't be careful. Although it's not she tora. When she's tora, whole stomach or gas. Kashin she'ma tishka v'tocha. Since she's touching it, when she's tmeya, she'll care for not to touch it because it'll cause tumah. Neither. But when she's not, she'll touch it. Maybe she'll eat it by mistake. Anyway, and then there's a chiluk with. Okay, because their friend might give her a piece, and maybe the husband didn't want it to, it's his stuff, and so on, so it's a gneiva and so on. Anyway, from that sugi, it looks like there is that concern. So there's nothing wrong with the food, it's not milk inflation, it's a person's own status. So that's what the Beis Yaakov wants to make. Right, the people got him rejects the raya and says that this is a far fetched humor, yeah.
Is there any reason to say that this could have said
of Xera?
Why? Like, any different than
the Issa of Spohan? Well, I don't know. See, that's my question now. And that's a very good question, because what was bothering me was, one second, it's not such a far-fetched idea. If we're concerned that there's milk and flesh is together, you're going to forget whatever. So why is it conceptually? Why is it? I mean, he says lo ra'in on his harem b'zeh. The Prima Gaon says it. Okay, so it's mutter. I mean, I think the Baruch Shalom might be machana too. But he quotes this to his Beis Yaakov. Not others quote it also. But it is a terrific chumra. But l'maisa, conceptually, it makes a lot of sense, no? I mean, if you're fleshing, and do you remember exactly? You know you're fleshing. Now you're sitting there. Everyone's having pizza, so you grab a piece. Everyone's having cookies and milk, so you have a glass of milk or milk with a cookie, or whatever, without realizing. It's not such a, such a terrific jump, huh?
It happens.
Probably happens, yeah. So, yet they said we're not concerned. So, I think one can perhaps resolve this by taking a look at the, and it's really the dairy issue goes down to them, which I'm going to say also. We take a look at Kuf Dalav and Aleph. Yeah.
I was going to bring up that maybe there's a difference also with someone eating, if he's eating fire fruits, if someone not eating at all.
Okay, so maybe that's different. So you're not eating, you're not part of the mix. Okay, could be, yeah.
The waiting 6 hours technically not a real.
Very good. So exactly. So that I think it's like this. Take a look at Kuf Dalav and Aleph. The Gemara says like this. I'm going to find it. Amar Yosef, Shema Minoah, Bsar Oko. So Gemara said, the Gemara has a deal, we discuss this. But since it says in our Mishnah, Kalabosa, Asalvash, Bechalav, and so on, and includes Psar Ov, so Omar Yosef Shmam, and Psar Ov, Bechal, Doraisa, Disa, Kadak, Dabonon, Achila Gufa, Xerba, and these are Hala, Otto Achila, okay, Xerba, Xerba, not Tama, the Lord, Xerba, Xerba, right? I mean, the Gemara asked that Kasha, that Xerba, Xerba. How come it's not Xerba, Xerba in regards to chicken, right? So the Taz already referred to it, but I mean, it must be the chicken's Doraisa. Otherwise, not to put on the tables. So we saw the Rambam, how he defines the Xerah. It's at the same time, or it's part of the same procedure. But anyway, so the Gemara says at the end, back and forth, a little back and forth, and finally on Kuf Dalav Beis, the Gemara, let's see very quickly Rashi, because Rashi says, Achila Gufa Xerah, Otub Sar Behema, right? By chicken, the whole thing that they bring with is Xerah. All right. So the Gemara says, "Shmami noam is also of balo mishum zeres achilu. Shmami noam is achilu de derasa. Lo kravashi. Not that it's rabbanim, because it would be. So it would be a problem zeres zeres." The Gemara concludes on a mabeis the following: Abahocha ishores leila suke of ugrina asila suke basa ugrina umechal basu chalav daraisa. The Gemara says, "No. You know why it's not a gzera legzera? Because it does boil back to, go back to the fact that what? The ultimate concern is Bsar Behema with Chol. But that it goes back to the Raisa. It's not there, like we said before, it's part of the whole package. And like the Rambam said, it's Hergel Avera. But it all goes back to what? The concern that Moch, Asi Lasuke Basa, we know Mechal Basa, the Chol of the Raisa. Okay, you'll end up Isharis Lasuke Ofuvina, Asi Lasuke Basa, Vina. If we're going to allow you to eat chicken with cheese, you'll end up eating meat with cheese, and you'll violate pasuk chol of doraisa. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi says, "Avahocha, afa gav this kuftal be the lo ibay alon lemigzah alos ato achil also ikel lemigzah also anyway ato alos of achil psar behema kimasik lo hayno achil the osam achil ba'adon." Because if you're going to allow you to have chicken on the same table with milk, right? So eventually, you'll eat the chicken with milk, and come to eat meat with milk also. It boils down to going back to eating meat with milk. That's what Rashi says. Okay, again, Alpha God, the also, even you could argue with chicken, maybe there should be no gzera to put on the table. If I'm allowed to put chicken and milk on the table, so I'll end up putting what? Sar behema and milk on the table. And then I'll end up eating that, and I'll end up with an Isidoraisa. Okay, in other words, but it comes back. But otherwise, the implication is otherwise what? It'd be xero xero. So I think that that's the answer to our question also. That's the answer to the Shuvah Beis Yaakov. Here, what you were saying, what's the whole thing? The whole thing is don't put on the table, don't you sit, you're waiting 6 hours. Don't, how are you ever going to get to Bsar Behema? How are you going to ever get to actual Basar Chalav Daraisa? By saying that I can't sit down at the table because maybe I'll go ahead and I'll eat, while I'm fleshing, okay, I'll go ahead to eat some milkings. Okay, but that's a minute, right? You never get to the deraisa of eating basar chalav together. It's basically the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara's teretz to that kasha doesn't work. So you still block with the kasha, right? And you remain with the kasha. The kasha is, isn't it a problem? How come halal? Shouldn't halal b'sar of be gzera l'gzera? The Gemara says, no, because there, if you're going to put meat and milk on the table at the same time, you'll put if you put chicken milk on the table at the same time, you'll put meat and milk on the table at the same time, come to eat it. Yeah? So 1 second. So that, the Gemara answers no, because, right? So that answer, the Gemara's answer, is not going to work in our case, because it's much too far removed. Now, how are you going to say? You're going to say that if you can't put, if you're going to let a person who's fleshing sit at the table when someone else is eating milchigs, okay, so what's going to happen next? What's the next thing? He's going to eat. Let's say he does eat. Let's say Taka will eat. Okay, so he violated that minute of not waiting 6 hours. He didn't eat meat and milk together. You never come to eating meat and milk together. Right? Yeah.
Well, maybe you couldn't answer that. Gemara wouldn't answer our question because that Gemara is, even worst case scenario, you end up eating milk together. That's still the problem. That's still the concern is that you're going to eat cooked meat.
Okay, so I think that's the same idea. It's too far. You'll never come to this Adoraisa.
The Gemara is saying that's still a problem. The Gemara is still being, it's still concerned for that. The fact we're not letting you put oaf on the same table as your challah.
No, but the way Rashi said it, you can't put oaf on the same table called, because then you'll end up putting Bsar Behema at the same table called. And then you'll get to eat the Bsar Behema together. But in our case, you're never going to come to them together.
You have to be cooked together, right?
It's still yeah. Okay, that's true. That's true. Okay. But I'm saying, according to us, in our quest, you never come to it. So what's the worst case scenario? The guy will sit down at the table, and what will happen? He'll eat a slice of pizza when he's still fleshing from an hour and a half ago. Okay, therefore what? What are you violating a minute? So it's, again, you can take a lead, but I think that that's what the Rima Gonim is saying, and we're not concerned about it. The other major issue in this whole sugya, I'll try to go through quickly, we want to finish this off. The Mishnah in Chulin, Kuf Zayin and Beis, gives an important point. Okay, when the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Mishnah Gamliel Omer, Kuf Zayin and Beis, second half of the Mishnah, Mishnah Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsenoyim, we alluded to already. Shnei Aksanoim. Ochon Ashulchan Echad Zebzar Zebosu Zegwinam Ein Chavshim. Two travelers. Okay, and Rashi says, Ein Lochus Yilchos Zemishal Chaveir. We're not concerned. Okay? Which basically tells us that everything we discussed till now is subject to further discussion. It's not a low plug. Okay? It's not a low plug. You could say it's a low plug. So even we don't know each other. Low plug, you can't be, you're eating flesh, you can't be at the table that's milking. You're eating milk, you can't be at the table that's flesh. But this Kamash on this Mishnah tells not a low plug. Right? The Mishnah tells us, Shnei Aksanoim, where there's no concern. Aksanoim, it's two travelers. Again, people came to an inn, each person had their own meal, they sat down at some communal table. Again, the example I gave, the cafeteria in the work office. Okay, downstairs, they go downstairs, and people sitting together, people are bossing, but they don't know each other. Okay, so the Mishnah says, that's Mutter. Mishnah says, Mutter ain't choshen. You don't have to worry, because they don't know each other. All right, now, the Gemara then says, Amar Abchanabar Amin, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shonar El Shein Makirin says that. That's only true, Take, these two Asanoim, these two people, Take don't know each other. They know, I sit down with a stranger, you don't have to worry, I'm going to taste some of his food, he's going to taste some of my food, they don't even know each other. Okay, Abba Makirin says they're also, but if they know each other, then not. Okay, then you can't. Then the chashash returns. Tanan Rochi, Shun Gamliel Omer, same of Shun Gamliel. Beis Achsenoyim, Shenis Archul the Pundak Echad. Okay, two travelers came to the same Pundak. Not one guy was a murderer in the Shogun, and one guy was, you know, amazing, fell on top of him. Another case where two people came to the same Pundak, right? Okay, Beis Achsom Shenis Arful Pundak Echad Zeb Bo Min Atzofon Zeb Min Adorom. This guy came with this guy came out. Zeb Bo Bechatichoso. This guy came with a steak. Zeb Bo Bechatichoso. This guy came with his cheese. Right, dramatic presentation. Ochlin Al Shulchan Echad Zeb Bo Sov Zeb Grinam Ve'Ein Choshishin. This guy can eat his meat. That guy can eat his cheese, and we all live happily ever after. No problem. Velo Asru Ela Betfisa Achas. You only Asr Betfisa Achas. What is tfisa achas? That's subject to some discussion. Rashi bekrach echad. When the meat and the cheese are together, you know, bound together, one sandwich almost. Krikha is a sandwich. I don't think it needs a sandwich. You're like it's bun connected. They're touching each other. The Gemara asks, tfisa achas sakadakta. Rashi how below shulchan ochal al nami also. What do you mean they're touching each other? Also, on the same table or not? No. What does it mean? Ela ke'ein tfila. Ela ke'ein tfisa achas. Ela ke'ein tfila. Okay, that's the Gemara. What does that mean? So Tosus really here, the Dir Masel Kein Tvisachas of Kuz Harim Beis, has a couple of different explanations. And one is the question of a what he calls a Mafsik, a Dovar Mafsik. Okay? Tosus, two Pshatim. One is that the Tvisachas means that they're like friends or whatever. Okay? They're friendly, so that's called Tvisachas. Okay? Let's look at the second half of Tosha, that's the second territory. Not what I want to stress. Yesh Beforshim, the also with Tvisa Achas, Koma Shein Bo, Tso Achas, going Achim, Shekano, people, Tvisa Achas, they bought it together. We went down to the cafeteria together, we're splitting lunch is on me today. Right? And you bought lunch yesterday, I'm buying today. Right? That's called Tvisa Achas, that's friends. That's what we're concerned. Okay? In which case, it's just another restatement of the same idea of what we said before. But, in other words, the Gemara's conclusion, Kain Tzisachas, the way the second, the Yesh Mefarshim Tosus learns, it's just a restatement. Like I'm showing all this, gives it a dramatic. Two guys, this guy comes from the north, that guy comes from the south, and he's got his meat, he's got his cheese. But if it's Tzisachas, right, then we brought it together, we made up to be together. Okay, but the first part of Tosus is a different explanation, and that is Tzisachas in Yesh Dover Mafsik. So this opens up a whole question of some kind of a hecker. Can we eat Basar V'Cholov at the same table? Right? Not on fleshing. We just dealt with that already. The original case, the original mission, you have Basar at the table, you have Cholov at the table. So I'm sitting there, I'm eating fleshing, you're eating milchis. Okay, sometimes I eat fleshing, my wife wants to have milchis. Okay, so we're sitting at the same table. So does a heker, some sort of a, you know, separation, okay, you have to build a wall, okay, but some sort of separation between the two, is that sufficient? So Tosus says, the first approach, im yesh dover mafsik, lo avikein tvisa achas. Okay, he says, and he has a rife or a lazar and so on. Ulaficha, therefore, if there's some type of hefsik in between, some mechitza, some heker in between, then it's mutter. Then that's mutter. That's what he says the Tosus means, what the Gemara means by kain tisa achas. And the Tosus therefore says, Ulaficha, noagin akshav, kishize ochel bosom, zechel gwina, al shulchan echad, menichim lechem, o kankan, o shar kalim, la hafsik bain tayim. You put a picture or something else, that is a further discussion. You can look at yourself in the point. Can it be a pitcher they're drinking from, not they're drinking from, and, you know, okay, it's important, but it's some type of hecker. Oh, also, al mapa acheris, eat on a different, they have a separate tablecloth. Sometimes you do that. You have half the table as a tablecloth, and half the table doesn't. I've done that trick. Okay, I have, you know, I'm inflation, so half the table, I'm eating as a tablecloth, and then probably the other people eating as just the wood in the regular table. You know, so that's another thing Tosa says, right? Al mapa acheris, navi ka'en shtei tfisah. So that's an important thing. The Rambam Paskins, Perek Tes of Hilchos Macholos Asuras Halacha Chof Aleph Shnei Achsenoyim She'en Al Makirin Zeh Zeh Ochal Shulchan Echad Zeh Bisar Reh Bas Zeh Gvina She'en Zeh Gasli Zeh Kedei Shol Ochal Imo. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about this hecker situation. The Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Beis of Aris Simen, Siv Beis, Hod Also Also Al Shulchan Dafka V'Shnei B'nei Adam Makirin Zeh Zeh Afilo hein makirin zelze, aber achzinoim shein makirin zelze, mutter. Okay? But afilo hein makirin, here the Shulchan Aruch says, im osu shum heke, kegon, shekol echer ochel al mapo shalo, o afilo ochel al mapo achas, and osim and then pas, lekeira mutter. So Mechaber brings up this, you know, this distinction, this chiluk, okay? The Shach points out, so Kodim Dalad, the Yamshel Shlomo and Chulin Parakhesiv and Gimel has his dinim, the Marashal as a Chumra. That if people know each other, even if they don't get along, they still can relate to that Sugya Taz and Pambay. I'm not going to go into that now. Try to save some time. This issue of a Heker comes up, the Gemara actually in Shabbos, Yud Gimel and Aleph. I have Shabbos here, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Gimel and Aleph. I'm sorry for going a little over, I just want to finish this sermon today. Okay, I don't have that much left. The Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Gimel and Aleph, talks about a Nida situation. Okay, a couple together, but she's a Nida, and whatever, they're in some place, so they can't totally be separate. They want to know, Ibarlu, Nida ma'a shatishan Ibarlu, he be bigdo, but who be bigdo? Remember that Gemara, those were the Nipos Nida. Okay, can they sleep together in the same bed? Okay, he's wearing his clothes, she's wearing her clothes and so on, which is obviously a heker. Okay, they go to bed in an unusual way. You go to bed dressed. They're not going to have intimacy because they'll realize right away there's a reminder, it's a heker, the same issue. So lo and behold, the Gemara in Shabbos, now if you give him an olive, brings up Omar Yosef, Toshma, Ha'of, Ole, Agvina, Al Shulchan. This mission, not our first mission, but the second mission, the Shan Besil, on Kuv Dalar Beis. Okay? So, the Gemara brings it up and says that it's not allowed. Okay, so Omer lo ogol necho. It doesn't seem to say that it's any different to the heker. Or is it no? Shani Hosten the leka deos, leka deos. Like a leka deos means, well, here there's two different people. Okay, so that now opens a whole new can of worms with regards to us also. What if you're not eating at the table by yourself? You're eating with other people. Okay, it's not possible to chalav on the table, but that is chalav on the table. But do the presence of other people make a difference? The darkei tshuva, okay? The darkei tshuva, you know, the implication of Gemara Shabbos is there's a heker, it's mutter, right? The Benedict Gemara concludes about shtei deis, so that's how the darkei tshuva is expressed. And I'll read you inside from the Chachmas Adam that I brought, because he says it clearly too. Okay, that you should see. The Chachmas Adam, Klal Mem. Klal Mem Sif Yud Aleph. So if the Chachmas Adam. Klal Mem Sif Yud Aleph. Oh boy. Somebody wrote in this Chachmas Adam. Okay. Kevon de Bosu Kol Mutu Kalech Rav Gratz Adam Rogu Lem Tomek Choshu Chachamim Shneem Lefonu Yochum Shem Yachar Vel Odal Shafom Yite Misar Rashuch and mix things up. Okay, fine. Okay, gozu chazal the osu alos al shulchan bosu bin kachas, okay, and also the chicken and everything else. What was there? The gozu afil beis bnei adam makirim zeh afil makpinim zeh asur lech al shulchan echad zeh bosu zeh. You know, elim kain osu heker bnei kigon shekol echad yochol mapacheres o shenichu davar mafsi bnei afilu pas o kli mashkan abe heker im ena ochel neshos mos apas. As long as you're not eating that bread or not the thing, otherwise it's not a heker. Okay. Or b'chein called over shein rogel anichol shulchan. Or you put something on the table, it's not usually on the table. Okay, that's also some kind of a heker. Okay, now, but beis b'nei adam shein amakim is echol beis achron muto lechol kolak b'natzu zeh bosu zeh cholav and so on. So he says also there's a difference when you have several or more than one person, that's what makes the difference. Okay. Now, the question is, does the presence in general, Chochmas Adam assumes it, one second, does the presence of other people make a difference?
So when a man and his wife, the Gemara is assuming he's only concerned when the wife is sleeping? Is that the assumption?
Right. So, again, so there are differences in Nida and Nehara. I just brought it into the Gemara brought it in Boswell. And the answer is that they're Chilukim.
I think it was deemed also by a man and his wife.
Right, it is this, yeah.
So I'm thinking more of the shiny hot tub.
It was not.
By Basu Batala, right?
Yeah, the deus, yeah.
So there's multiple.
But there, that goof is the issue. The deus. What are you asking?
I think there's multiple people in both instances. So what does the Gemara mean? Oh, so that's what I thought perhaps the Gemara was differentiating. The Gemara is concerned about what a man.
Well, she's sleeping with her. Oh, maybe, okay. And if not, but they're the. You know, remind each other. Yeah, okay, maybe. Look about that. Okay, so let me let's just take a look for a moment in Shulchan Aruch. The Pisca 2 is called Dalet. Again, it's not difficult, the things you can go through, just a lot of interesting situations. So he says, with regard to the Heker, he says, Ein behete mashgah ach mi she'ochel boso hu tos al tes min yelz. Okay, that issue where the person is fleshig, and he says that the prima donna doesn't hold from it. Then he says, but I am a true with Masas Binyamin, Sim Kufir Beis, this Piska Chuvus Gondal, the Emsa Chuvus, the Mash Masham Din Gam Acherim Ochon Shukon Zem Mutter Afpelo Heker, the Zem Odif Mim Osu Shum Heker. Okay, if there are lots of people around, the Piska Chuvus suggests that might even be a more of a reason. The other people around, it should be Mutter. But the Bada Shulchan, and the Biurim Imasu here in the same Simon, Biurim Imasu, he said, no, maybe that's only by Nida, because the presence of other people around, so that precludes, you know, intimacy, and, you know, that's not necessarily the case by Basu Chum, maybe it's only Chumra. It's a special, maybe it's a special din by, a special kula, so to speak, by Nida, not by Basu Chum. And Sivkot and Gimel, the Pisrei Tshuva, also brings up, what if you have a long table where you can't reach from one end to the other? Okay, in other words, yeah, there's milchig on the table, that's the other side of the table. I'd have to actually get up and walk over there. So that's what Pisrei Tshuva says in the Cotton Gimel. He says, Vikosav, he quotes, he says, the Biyoshim Rechokim, that's in that same Maharshal that I mentioned before. The Biyoshim Rechokim Zem is there, Bechdesh and Yochol Ech Livsho Yodo, the Lechom Hashoch Chavero. Okay, then it's also Shari, it would have a Heker. So that's another cool. Rakita Eger asks a different question. Okay, it relates to the people, it also relates to Tanita and to other dim, and this will finish off. Okay, Rakita Eger asks, in the tradition of Rakita Eger, didn't want to also la halosa. He quotes in the Tshuva, he doesn't really ask, he quotes in the Tshuva, Gan HaMelech. He says, what happens if you have a shomer? You have somebody there that you ask to remind me. Okay, appoint somebody, look, I want to sit down at the table, and you're eating over there, and I have another person remind me. I appoint the other person as a shomer to remind me. Now, we have a dinner of a shomer in other areas of halacha too. Okay, shomer comes with somebody neither. We have shomer by Koral Ar Haner on Friday, you know, another person's there to remind you not to add oil to the lamp on Shabbos and so on. And by, if you're eating before Maariv or whatever, the shomer to remind you, you know, so. So it's interesting where the Shomer, as inconsistencies in Shas, where does Shomer work, where does it not work? So here, Rekiva Eger writes, V'lo mahani lahamid etzol Shomer sheashgiach alav. That's the Gan HaMelech Os Ein Aleph. Rekiva Eger says that over here, a Shomer does not work. Okay, a Shomer is not going to work over here. So it's a very interesting idea that I came across in a sefer called Lev Aryeh. The Lev Aryeh is a commentary on Chulin. I came across it in an incidental manner. From last week's Seder. Actually, last week's Seder. A lot of people raised the question, right? Avraham Avinu, not yesterday, but the previous week, Vayera, previous week's Seder. What does it say there? Vayikach chema v'cholov uven abokah sherosav eitein, right? He took milk and butter, and then he gave him the meat, and what's going on? Everybody raised the water. Avraham Avinu's fed him bosom v'cholov. Doesn't it say the last mission in Kiddushin, right? That Avraham Avinu's kiyam called Torkula, and that's right from next week's Seder, right? The coming week's Seder told us, right? Vayishmor mishmarti, Mitzosah, Kukosai, the Sarosai, right by Shani. They kept even the Rabbanans, even Tayyar Tafshilin, whatever. Some say Erev Tafshilin, doesn't mean Erev Tafshilin. We call it Erev Tafshilin, mixing up. foods, basar v'cholov. But he kept basar v'cholov. How could he feed it to the malachim? So this is one of these topics which, you know, if you look, I guess, in some of these Likud Svarim in the Parsha Shavuot, people talk about it. So one, the Pashut answer is that, look carefully, he says first chama v'cholov and then basar, right? It was the cheese first, and the milk first, and the basar is no problem. So I actually spoke about this in the Shir in the community the other week. So I mentioned, so the Stipler says, the Birchas Peretz, it's taken from the Stipler Chumash. So he raises questions. He said, no, it's not a problem because only Derek Mishal also Torah. Right? That wasn't cooked together, Derek Mishal. But then he has an idea, but aren't the Malachim made of Ace? So right away, once the touch it is cooked, so that may not be cooking. It's straight for whatever the lumpus. Okay, but anyway, but the Leiv Aryeh, the commentary on Chulin, I'm sorry, I'm in front of, I don't know if it's even on the computer or not, I don't know. The Leiv Aryeh of Chulin, Dav Kuv Dalam Beis, the Leiv Aryeh says, and he says, Allah Almighty, you see from this parsha of Chumash that a shomer works. Because how does that pasuk end? He stood there. Avraham Avinu stood there to make sure they didn't mix the flesh and the milk. So the Leiv Aryeh writes, from here we see, and he brings Elacha, his commentary on Chulam, this daf from Chulam, Kuv Dalam Beis. You can look it up. Okay, I'm sure the Beis Medrash has the Leiv Aryeh. Maybe I'll bring it at home. But anyway, the Leiv Aryeh says that you see from there the Takeh Shomer does work. Because Avraham, and I don't want to talk about Eina made of Bekodah Matar, but at least you have an Asmachta. The Shomer works. That's what Avraham, that's the second half of the Pasuk. Otherwise, what does it say? It should really say, right? He says it should say, as old Dick, it should say, Vayochelu, then Vuhu Omein Alayim Tachasayis. It's just a parenthetical mark that he was standing on his side to say it at the end of the Pasuk. No, it's Dafke, Vuhu Omein Alayim Tachasayis, Vayochelu, only because he was standing there without to eat it. Okay, anyway, with or without that, but it's interesting. Machlokes, actually, where the Shoma works on it. Eger assumes here, just quotes this Garamela, he says that it's awesome, but there are those who disagree. And again, as I said, Shomer is Bechal, an interesting sugya, because again, you look through Shas, and I'm sure somebody can do a research paper on it. When do we say Shomer works, when doesn't it work? You know, so usually it would seem that Shomer works, you know, if the guy's got one thing to wake me up in time for Meir or something like that, but you know, Shomer, the whole time he's got to be watching me every minute at the table to make sure I don't take any milk, and maybe it doesn't work. Anyway, you have to figure out how Shomer works. So just end by pointing out that Kafa Chaim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, who's a great Sfaradi Posek, wrote, in fact, again, I guess the late 1800s, early 1900s, early 1900s, I think, really, Kafa Chaim wrote, which is, again, for the Sfaradi, like the Mishabur, he doesn't have the same style as the Mishabur, without the analysis of the Bir Halach, but he's malakate, Kiderach HaSfagim, like the Chidoy, he's malakate a lot of different things, both from Halach and Kabbalah, every Siman, it's really on Orach Chaim, for the most part. He didn't finish it. There are two volumes on Yerodeh. The whole Orach Chaim, like the Mishabu, the whole Orach Chaim, and then the beginning of Yerodeh, I think it goes up to Siman Kuf Chaf or something like that, the first part of the first third or so of Yerodeh. Actually, in the standard edition of Kabbalah, I bet they have it here, the standard editions of the there's a Sfaradi based Midrash, no, hold on. Okay, so we take a look at the actually Chacham Avadya, Ravad Yosef finished up. Apparently, the author, Kavachan, I think it was Hilchos Macholos Hakum or something, it said he died while he was working on it. So at least that simon, or the next couple of simonim, Ravad Yosef finished up in the same style. He was also able to do the same style. Tremendous Bekias, obviously. So anyway, so here's the Kavachayim on Bas Macholos. Because it's in that part of the Shulchan that he wrote on. Anyway, the Kafa Chaim says, talks about Shomer, Hecker. He says, well, if you have both, you have a Shomer and a Hecker, then it'll work. That's it. Then you're safe according to everybody. Finally, we'll end it off with the Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Tuf Mem, Siv Gimel, that's Hilchos Pesach. In fact, that issue with the Goy in the house with the Chometz. Okay, so I made a mistake on the sheet that says Sivkot and Gimel and the Shabur, should be Sivkot and Gimel Tess. Okay, and the Shabura says that a hecker will help, you know, what if the other person at the table is a goy? Okay, so a goy is not going to remind me of anything, he's not mechuyev in his dinim. Right? So again, going back to that Shuvas HaShvoah, and the Aruch HaShem mentioned, the Shabura says, you know, even with a goy, the hecker will help. The Badei HaShulchan, which is within the Mamish, the Badei HaShulchan, in Tzivkot Yudalid, wonders, what about a cotton? Okay, what about a cotton? Can cotton serve as a, he says, He says, cotton is lav bardeya. Okay, the cotton can't be. He refers to the case of the nochri. Okay, the Shabura seems to say that it could work for a nochri, but it would not work with a cotton. The cotton lav bardeya lismach of shespen udina shemeshar mechose. Kashen Koshalo. It's a good idea to be machmir all this. In any event, these dinim, as I say, do come up. That's really all we need to say from this simon. We'll go on to the simon tomorrow. But again, so we avoid putting milchus and fleish on the same table. Sometimes it comes up. Again, it's a quick simon. There's a lot of little things, but it's nogei l'maisa. As I say, it's nogei l'maisa. Sometimes people have fleish, sometimes people have milchus. They're either eating one eat together, a husband and wife, or whatever. The children are finishing the mac and cheese, and you're eating your steak. So again, if you put some sort of hacker, that's the best way to go around it. And it should be a hacker, which is something unusual. The way the tablecloth is also hakir, there's two separate tablecloths count like two separate tables. Anyway, with a hacker, it seems to be able to work, and that's people are that's the accepted position. As far as somebody who was fleishig sitting at the table, even though conceptually, one could make a case to be machmir, which the Bar Shulchan is, which the Tinagon quotes. But Rigon said the Olam is not really nizer, and I think that that's probably the case, that people aren't that nizer. But it's not a terrible chumra, except that again, since it's so far removed, maybe it's not going to lead you to the Eisa, so it's a sort of zero. Okay, we'll stop here.